This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9.
Sounded like someone was lost at that point. Yep. They thought it was Drew Barrymore. It wasn't Drew Barrymore. Everyone's getting lost.
That's right.
One thing I've found lately, now that you say that, is that I've come to the realization that I've got a very poor sense of direction.
Yeah, I know. It's a common mishap that happens when we, you know, Z and G happen to be walking around. Or even driving, really. I mean, it's tough across the board.
I thought it would help to be with someone, you know, walking about, you know. But if you've got a poor sense of direction as well, between the two of us, we've got no chance.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, especially when, you know, it's tough when you're driving. I think is the worst. You know, roads are really something to hard to just really remember. Especially when you have the GPS always telling you where the roads are.
You can become very dependent on the GPS. You just punch in where you want to go.
That's right.
And you trust it.
And I mean, you know, even to the point where, you know, people having conversations about roads, they'll just be like, yeah, go down to this one, go down to this road, make a left, make a right, you'll see the tall building.
Yeah, you hit Davies Street.
And then do a hook turn there.
You know,
I don't know what streets you're talking about.
But then you go past the oak tree, head north. Yep. What are you going on about?
Yeah, I mean, landmarks are tough.
Just give me show me the pin on Google
That's right.
Maps.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just send me the coordinates and I can put that through to the GPS.
I'll have an easier time searching that than, you know, heading past the second tree, then going to the red building and making a 7-point turn. Mm. It's too confusing.
No, it's way too confusing. That's why I'm thankful there's a GPS involved.
Yes.
But I don't know how we would have survived, during the non-GPS days of the Melways. I mean, pulling out of Melways, working out where you are right now.
It's tough. Here.
No, there's no you are here pin.
Or button
or
nothing.
Look at the back.
Look at the back.
Look at the back in the alphabetical order and then just get the
Yeah, and then you're sitting on the side of the road for 45 minutes trying to work out where you are.
Yeah, but you're already lost. What else are you going to do?
That's true.
It's what they would have had to do. But then, you think the step before the Melways, you know, you would have had to just genuinely walk into a store or hope someone's walking past and be like, hey, g'day, how you doing?
I had that
Where
yesterday.
Am I? Really?
I had someone just being like, oh, where's the Ioneer Hospital?
But a hospital, there's urgency there.
Yeah,
hospital. You want to help them, you know?
You generally sometimes know where the other hospitals are.
Do you find, though, when someone's giving you those directions, like you said, where they're very specific and they're like, you know, you've got to go here, here, and here.
Yep.
And you've got no idea what they're saying. Do you just give them the whole blank? Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right.
I do that for most things.
Yeah.
Yeah, just anything that people are talking about. Right, like right now, it looks like he's smiling and nodding right now.
Yeah.
It's almost like it looked like you were trying to give him direction somewhere and he just wasn't having any of it.
But it's even tougher in the, I mean, roads, you know, let alone roads, right? You've got shopping centres to deal with, all right?
Getting lost on foot is a feat.
Even worse, because, I mean, there's no GPS for that. Well, there is a GPS for on foot. But, I mean, you know, specifically in shopping centres?
No.
I mean, I think they may have that in some shopping centres. I think I might be stepping on myself there.
But, like, any big complex...
They have signs. They have signs.
Well, but, I mean, you know, like an actual follow-along GPS situation.
Yeah. You don't get that helper. You don't get that person walking you through the shop.
Exactly.
That's where you go to the concierge desk and be like, sorry, I've lost my three-year-old child.
Can they walk around with me to every single shop?
No, but there's services if
that's
you're...
True.
That's why I get a personal shopper now.
Yeah.
That's why. Yeah, I have a personal shopper. I don't do any shopping now.
But I've been struggling, you know. Like, we can
get you a carer.
We might need to. Is it in the budget?
I don't know if that's in the budget. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well, one of the things you said, you know, getting lost in the shops, I find it's sometimes tricky to work out, you know. When you're leaving the shops or, like, somewhere, it could be a building anywhere.
Yeah.
Trying to remember the way you came, you know. Like, did I come from the left or the right?
Oh, see, I'm good at that.
Yeah,
once I go to one place, I know how to get there.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's the first time.
Working, it's like that internal compass that you need, you know what I mean? It's that walking out of a shop and realizing, oh, no, I've already been to Men's Warehouse. Or is that even a shop?
Or I've walked past. Men's Warehouse. I've walked past the same supermarket 3 times, but I didn't see it on my way into the shop.
No, that's right.
So how did I get out? Yeah.
Buy low still exists? I don't know.
I've been struggling lately. I've had to really adjust what I do when I go out and about to the shops.
Really?
Or not even just the shops, just when I'm walking around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
it, you know, because like after a few recent events, you know, I feel like it's a safe place here at Life Out Proud.
Of course, it is. You can, you know, it's a safe space.
It's a safe space. You know, everyone's welcome. Right. You're accepted. So what I'm here to talk about is after the recent events that have been happening, I've had to actually adopt the diaper method, the nappy method.
Oh, really? Oh, because you can't. I guess you, what, you can't make it in time.
My internal compass is so not there and doing the right thing that I've been having some emergency trouble.
Really?
Locating toilets at key times.
Wow.
Oh, that's the worst.
That is really bad.
It's been really tough because sometimes I find myself just, you know, too carried away maybe with what I'm doing that I get distracted and then...
Or that Mexican.
You know, sometimes the diet...
Food.
The diet is a big part of it, but, you know, you'll be... Before you know it, it's too late.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, what was that? See, you're too into it. I saw you were getting way too into it.
I'm even like scared to stand up.
You may have passed some sort of solid there.
All right, I might stand up real quick.
But look, luckily, thank God, you were wearing the old diaper, the old nappy. I'm glad that was...
I'm glad you know that I'm wearing it.
Yeah,
And it's happening again. And a cheeky second
one. You can't get away with that, even at 11 past midnight.
Maybe not. We'll find out.
Human composting.
The emails will start flying in. One thing, unfortunately, moving as far away from that as I can, because it is embarrassing. I do feel safe here, and I'm glad I could talk to you guys about it.
And a little bit moist.
And, you know, I'm in the studio and everyone else is smelling it, so that's fine.
Yeah, there's a real smell happening, and it's made me really, I guess, all the Google Maps, you know, it's making me jump on and really have a look at what's going on. You know,
like
I want to
around your area.
That's right. I want to get updated. I want to know what's happening. I want to know the roads. And can you stop?
Sorry.
Can you stop? All right.
The sooner
we're trying to move on.
The sooner we get through this, the sooner the problem will stop.
But I continually am just looking around on the Google Earth,
but
the
just
Google
like near
Maps.
Your house, you're
yeah.
saying?
Okay. Yeah. Well, now I don't even need, you know, I mean, petrol's expensive, you know. So now I do is just go on road trips on Google Earth.
Doesn't that sound like a good idea? You don't have to hop in the car. You don't have to pack a lunch.
You know, the photos are done on the road. So either way, you know.
So you're just clicking your way through a nice drive.
Yeah.
So where have you driven to?
All the way through the Nullarbor.
Right.
Just a lot of clicking, you know, through the desert.
You could even click overseas if you wanted to. You could go for an overseas drive.
Well, I mean, Google Maps does tell you to take a jet ski across the plains.
But that's only when you're going from China to America. Sorry, guys.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.